Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام الراضي بفعل قوم كالداخل فيه معهم وعلى كل داخل في باطل إثمان إثم العمل به وإثم الرضا به.
Ali alayhi salam said, "He who agrees with the action of a group of persons is as though he joins them in that action. And everyone who joins in wrong commits two sins, one sin for committing the wrong and the other for agreeing with it."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about, again, the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib and Fatima bint Asad. Of course, Abu Talib, his eminence, and Fatima bint Asad, her eminence, both revered and holy figures in Islam. Of course, such a righteous son should and would only come about via righteous and honest and beautiful parents. So here we find, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was a young boy, of course, he was moved to the house of the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah had requested Abu Talib, the father of Imam Ali, if he could take Imam Ali alayhi salam in. His Eminence Hazrat Abu Talib, he had some financial, problems. He was, and so the brothers of Hazrat Abu Talib picked up and took his sons in order to alleviate some of the financial pressures. So when the Messenger of Allah brought Imam Ali alayhi salam into his own household and raised him, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was with the Messenger of Allah right from the beginning of the Messenger's prophethood. And so the revelations of the Holy Quran, the different traditions, the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, all of this was witnessed firsthand by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, one of the things that is very interesting is this fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is because Imam Ali was able to encompass all of the teachings of Islam, all of the teachings of the Holy Quran, and of course the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And so here we continue and we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was completely in sync with the teachings of the Holy Quran. Of course, we have a silent Qur'an, which is the book itself. And then we have something which is called the Qur'an al-Natiq, the speaking Qur'an, which is, of course, known as the Messenger of Allah and Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other Imams. They were speaking Qur'ans because whatever they spoke was based upon the Qur'an and it was based upon divine teachings. To the extent where we have a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, who says that Ali is with the Qur'an and the Qur'an is with Ali. These two are inseparable till they come to me at the hawd, the fountain, the pond of Kawthar in the hereafter. Meaning that the Qur'an and Imam Ali alayhi salam will always be together. And so when we are talking about the beautiful and universal persona of Imam Ali, we must understand that it was intertwined very intimately with the Holy Qur'an, and he was the speaking Qur'an. And just as a last point before we end the segment, of course this shows the value that we should give to the Holy Qur'an in our lives. If we claim to be the followers of Islam, and we claim to be the followers of the Holy Prophet, and we claim to be the followers of Imam Ali, then we must at the least recite the Holy Qur'an, and along with the recitation, if we can, we should contemplate upon the verses of the Holy Qur'an. A very beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him, and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this program, I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, not that much from the historical point of view, but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha. Ali, in the words of Ali. When we look at the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that when you look at Ali and others, you know, we are told, well, all of them are same. They are not same. Don't be unfair to Ali. Ali has his own distinction. You know, when you look at the statement that we have in the Sunni books from people like Abu Ayyub Ansari and even Ammar himself, where Rasulullah was talking to Ammar and he says, Ya Ammar, in ra'ayta aliyan qad salaka wadiyan wa salaka an-nas wadiyan ghayru. O Ammar, and Rasulullah is actually predicting what will happen later on, because he is specially addressing Ammar Yasir. He says, O Ammar, if a day happens in your life where you see Ali is going one way, going into one valley, and the rest of the Ummah is going in another valley, what you should do? Rasulullah says, if you see Ali going in one valley, and if you see the rest of the people in going in another valley, فَسْلُكْ مَا عَلِيٍّ وَدَعِ النَّاسِ, follow Ali and leave the rest of the people. Why? إِنَّهُ لَنْ يَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ رِضًا, because Ali will never take you towards misguidance. وَلَا يُخْرِجُكَ مِنَ الْهُدَىٰ, and he will never take you out of guidance. He will never take you to misguidance, and he will never take you out of guidance. You will always be there. And that is where we see that, you know, whether we are in minority or majority, for us, it really, numbers don't matter. For us, it is Ali. Wherever Ali goes, we will go. Even that means being a minority in the world of Islam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.